I Woke Up Like This with Katie and Ashley from Indelibel.
Hey, guys.
This is episode number 7.
Can you believe lucky number 7?
You're right. We are just cruising right along.
I know.
So today we are jumping onto a new topic, one that is very interesting to me. It's eyeliner.
Yes. So interesting and kind of scary to a lot of people because it's directly near your eye.
Yes, it's right of that fine line that I draw on every single morning.
Fine line or not, like sometimes it can be a little thicker than you want it to be, or that wing doesn't quite look the same as on the other eye.
Oh, the wing. I would love to just have a permanent wing. That would be nice.
I know.
I have not had the eyeliner done. Semi-permanent eyeliner that you do at Indelibel.
Yes.
And it's really, really cool. Like I said, that's something that I feel like I need to wear every single day. Do you have the eyeliner done on yourself?
I do have the eyeliner done. So it is, like, once you get it done, you're just like, why didn't I get that done sooner? Mm-hmm. Especially when it's summertime and the humidity hits and just, like, the melting off. So what's really great about eyeliner is we use a technique called soft tap at Indelibel. Okay. So it is also a handheld tool. There's no tattoo gun that we use. So you don't get that crazy heavy buzzing noise like right on your eye. So it's a very delicate procedure. So it is about a 2.5 hour appointment because I want to make sure that you're fully comfortable before we even start.
So about the same as getting your eyebrows microbladed.
Yes. So you'll come in just like with your eyebrows, fill out your consent form. But the great thing is we talk about what you want the line on your eye to look like. If you want it thick, if you want it thin, if you want it winged out, or just a classic top, bottom, really very customizable to what you're looking for your everyday look.
And what about colors? Can you pick any color?
You can. I definitely use more of like a charcoal gray or black. Like those are the top two colors that I use. I have done teal. We can do brown. But generally speaking, most people go with black because they want that bold pop. Because it really like opens up, like if you're doing it on the top line.
Right.
It gives you that little enhancement. It wakes you up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. It gives you that uplifting look.
Now, do you find a lot of people go with like that charcoal gray color because they're worried that maybe they want to put a different color over top, you know, sometime?
So what I found is people will be like, let's go with the charcoal gray. Mm-hmm. And then at their second follow-up appointment, they're like, nope, I want it darker. Let's go black.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, that's very common. People, you know, like, it's easier to add than subtract. Mm-hmm. So starting out a little bit softer, totally normal. And then once you realize, oh, yeah, this makes a big difference, I want to go a little bit bolder. So that's usually what happens.
So you were talking about the soft tap. What exactly does that tool look like compared to your microblading tool?
So they look very similar. Handheld tool, the difference is just in the prong set itself, where microblade is a little bit shorter of prongs, where soft tap, they're longer, they're a little more flexible, so we can push in the pigment instead of carving in the pigment versus eyebrows.
That was my next question.
Eyebrows, you want that crisp, bold stroke, where soft tap and eyeliner, it's like that soft, smudgy line. So very similar with just minor differences in the way that you apply it.
So is it more you're taking the ink and kind of doing little tiny dots?
Yeah, it's almost like an old school poke and tap.
Okay.
You know, like, so I'm gently like pushing in the pigment. Where a tattoo gun, you go over and over and over it. So you're going to have a lot more swelling with a tattoo gun because it's more aggressive.
Right.
Where this, I'm literally like dipping in my handheld tool into the ink and then putting it lightly on your skin and just pushing it in like very soft. So
is there any pre-care that you need to do for your eyelid, like put lotion on or make sure you're not wearing makeup for a few days?
Hydrate.
Okay.
So with the eyelid is the thinnest skin on your body, so it is a little more sensitive. So you will be a little bit swollen. It will probably look like you've had a good cry, but nothing too outrageous. So the body, if you are more hydrated, it won't hold on to water retention and swelling as much.
Okay.
So if you drink plenty of water before, like a couple days before, just get your body hydrated, and a few days after, that will help with swelling. Another thing is Arnica Montana tablets. So what those are a natural supplement to help with bruising and swelling. Oh. You can get it at Common Market, at Mom's, on Amazon. So if you take that 3 days prior and 3 days after, that will help with swelling as well. I personally took it, and like my first appointment, I didn't take it. And mm-hmm. the second appointment I did, and I could definitely see a difference
really?
in swelling. So wow. it just kind of helps the process, helps your body just alleviate.
Can you take that for any other kind of swelling or bruising? Or
so, yeah, Arnica, it is a natural supplement. They do have it in a gel form as well. So, like, if you have a bruise or anything yeah. on your body, like, I have a little bit that sometimes I'll rub on my hands because mm-hmm. after a long day of working with your hands, you want a little bit of relief. So, Arnica is a good natural supplement to help relieve pain.
That is good to know.
Yeah.
So do you ever find that people have more of a reaction or anything like that to getting the eyeliner done because that skin is so thin?
So what I have found is it's more with the aftercare ointment. Mm-hmm. Eyelids are a little more sensitive because you do have the mucus in your eyes and everything. It's a little more delicate than your eyebrow. Mm-hmm. You know, like your eyebrow is a hardier area.
Right.
So with the eyeliner aftercare, I will start you with vitamin E instead of A and D because I've noticed that there's more of a reaction with people with A and D ointment on their eyelids. Mm-hmm. I personally had that problem when I had mine done. My eyelids did swell a little bit more because it was a reaction to the ointment.
But not shut.
No, correct. Okay. You know, like, so it was definitely puffy and red. Mm-hmm. No infection or anything, but it was just a little more tender because of the ointment itself.
Right.
So that's just one of the issues, mm-hmm. I would say, or more concerns because it's a little more delicate of an area. So with aftercare, you're going to be wearing ointment for 5 days. You can't wear contacts for a week. You can't wear any kind of makeup, mascara, or anything on your eyes for a week because the less you touch that area, mm-hmm. the less chance of infection. So right. you don't want to get any bacteria in that while it's closing up and healing.
Okay.
So that would be the only like major difference that I've seen with healing in the eyebrow versus eyeliner is it is just a little more delicate. So, okay. But we'll combat with different aftercare ointments.
Right. Cool. Okay. So you mentioned earlier that it was a 2 appointment.
Yes.
Just like microblading.
Just like microblading. With all of the permanent cosmetic treatments at Indelibel, we do 2 treatments just so we can get that final finishing touch on it because mm-hmm. everybody's skin is so different. We don't know how you're going to heal versus, you know, like your mom is going to heal. Right. Even though you're the same family and the same skin. Mm-hmm. quote unquote, you still heal different. Mm-hmm. So it is easier to add than subtract. So we would rather see a little bit softer look and then we can enhance it on that touch up. But what happens with eyeliner is because your eyes do swell just a little bit, your body will kind of tell us, I'm done. I'm not going to accept anymore. So we do have a stopping point with eyeliner.
Oh, okay.
So that's because we don't want to overdo it mm-hmm. and really get your eyelids sore.
Right.
So the first round will result in like a thin to medium line. Mm-hmm. And then when you come back, we either refine that line to just perfect it. Or if you want a little more like that thicker line, mm-hmm. then we get it thicker. So a 2-treatment process with 4 to 6 weeks in between the first and the second appointment.
Okay. Awesome. So plenty of time to heal from the first appointment yes. till the second.
Yeah.
Pain-wise, how would you compare this to microblading pain?
So with every client that has gotten microblading done, then they realize, oh, like that just saved me a lot of time. I need to get the eyeliner done. After they've gotten the eyeliner done, I always ask them, which hurt more? Mm-hmm. And they say microblading.
Really?
Because of just like the way that the pigment is pushed into the skin, mm-hmm. It's just softer in a way.
Okay.
What I have found is, you know, it is a scary thing to think of. You don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
But once you come in and you lay down and I'm numbing your eye for a full half hour before we even start.
Okay. So the eyeliner also gets mm-hmm. numbed.
Oh yeah. Perfect. For sure. Like plenty of numbing time.
Okay.
So then once I start working on the first eye and I do the first pass through and you really feel what it's like. You're like, oh, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
So most women, they either talk to me the full 2 hour appointment or they take a nap. I've had so many ladies, because you're laying down with your eyes closed, like,
right,
you can't open them while I'm working on them. So it's like a mandatory 2 hour nap.
Do you have people that snore?
Yeah, I do. I do. So it's so funny. They're like, mm-hmm. I hope I didn't snore. And I was like, oh, like, to me, like, hearing snoring while I'm working mm-hmm. on somebody's eye, it just means that you are pain-free and you are just, like, relaxing to the fullest. Yeah. It makes my heart happy.
Oh, good. Okay. So if I ever do that, then I won't feel
oh, bad. No. Nope, not at all.
Well, it's just so relaxing because you have your oils going and sounds like water in oh, your yeah. little diffuser.
In my diffuser, yeah. we usually either have orange or mm-hmm. peppermint, just something really relaxing. We get you a little blanket to get all cozied up with. So
yeah, and you're on a huge massage table or massage pad. Bed with yeah. a heating pad. Yeah. So that doesn't help the falling asleep thing. So, okay, I didn't realize that it would be less pain than the microblading, which is very exciting.
Yeah. Like, for people that don't really know the differences between what a tattoo gun feels like and what soft tap is, mm-hmm. because soft tap is a relatively newer concept with eyeliner. Mm-hmm. So, more of an option for people who would never think that they could get it done or would want it done because of pain is the number one concern with people in their eyeliner.
Right. So do you do it on top and bottom?
Yes, we can do it top and bottom.
Okay.
Definitely, like, I would say having a thicker upper on your upper lid.
Right.
Because that will give you that uplifting look. It will pull your eyes up. You don't want too thick of a bottom liner.
Right.
Because that will either give you the illusion that you have bags under your eyes mm-hmm. or just plain and simple starts to drag your face down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nobody want, we're all already combating like deep, dark under circles yes. under our eyes. So that's not something that I want to tattoo there and accentuate that. So if we just do a nice thin line where your eyelashes are to enhance that mm-hmm. and just give a little pop of color, that's what's going to look best. But definitely a thicker upper line to enhance those eyes.
Now, do you do top and bottom in the same appointment?
Yes.
Or do you have to? Okay.
All in the same appointment. So the majority of the work goes into that upper mm-hmm. Lid. The bottom liner doesn't really take that long. So we can, if you want both, we can do both.
Now, I know some people come in for like the ultimate trio, their eyebrows, their eyeliner, and their eyelashes.
Yes.
So can you do all of that in the same day?
You can do eyebrows and eyeliner.
Really?
In the same day.
Okay.
Because they're basically the same healing process. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be, oh, I can't go out in the sun, or I can't schedule a vacation right now, I say if you want both of them done, do it both at the same time.
Yes.
Just so you have that ointment all at once.
Right.
So
how long is that appointment?
So it would be about 4 hours.
Wow, yeah.
Because, you know, we're individually working on your eyebrows. We want to make sure they're perfect before we start on the eyeliner. And okay. then we'd move to the eyeliner. So the only thing that you can't do until your eyes are fully healed is the eyelash extensions.
Gotcha.
So once both treatments have been done and you're fully healed, then we can put the eyelash extensions on, and then you have the complete eye package
yeah.
for the wake up and go.
Oh my gosh.
Just being able, like, especially in the summertime, to wake up and not have to worry about anything.
Or even going to the beach or getting in the pool yep. without anything running.
With running, I know. Like, yes. that is such a big deal.
Not having to worry about painting on your, I mean, I put on makeup before just to go to the beach because people take pictures.
Yeah.
You know, everyone takes pictures. So how nice to not have to do that. No running eyeliner.
No running eyeliner.
So that's awesome. Especially with summer coming up now. Now would be the time to yes. go and get that done.
Yes. So last time we did a microblading giveaway mm-hmm. with the whole talking about microblading. Right. So this time we're going to be doing a series of six, just diving into like different topics about eyeliner, talking to people who have had it done.
Cool.
In the upcoming weeks, I actually am going to have my sister touch up my eyeliner.
Oh, exciting.
So we'll have a live video on that so people can really see how that is. So for those of you who don't know, my sister just moved from LA to come work at Indelibel with myself to help fulfill appointments. So we're super excited to have
yes.
her and to celebrate anybody who books eyeliner with her gets 30% off of eyeliner. Wow. So that's a huge. Humongous saving. So just like a celebration, fully certified, mm-hmm. just like I am with Softap. So you're in great hands. And you'll see that when we do the upcoming live video in a couple of weeks of her working on my eyes.
I'm so excited. And I can put that on our Facebook page. Yeah. So that'll be a lot of fun to watch that live, you getting your eyeliner done.
Yeah. So then like you guys can really see like,
yeah,
I trust my sister to work on my eyes, and you'll really see live
that what goes
on. It's not as scary or as painful as you might think it is.
Perfect. I think that's the best way.
Yeah.
For people to really understand. And so last time we talked, you were going to Transformed Med Spa to get a hydrafacial. How was it?
Oh my goodness. I love that place. Well, I've had laser hair removal from them.
Have you?
I love, especially for the summer months coming up.
Can I ask what you had done?
So in the past, I've had my legs and my underarms done. Okay. So it's just, you know, like the lip, the, you know, like just like the weird places as you get older.
I didn't know you could do your lip.
Like the upper lip.
Yeah, just a little fuzz.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I would totally do that.
So just like little things, you know, that I'm like, okay, like we can do that.
Yeah.
So while I was at Transform Med Spa, they told me about the hydrofacial, which it's just like the cleanest, most refreshing. I've had microdermabrasions and they made my skin feel really good.
Yes.
This I kind of felt was a combination of both, but with a ton of moisture. Like, because it's done with water, you know, they're deep cleaning your face, putting a nice peel on there as well, and lotion. But just like that deep clean that I just walked out of there and I was like, my skin has not felt this good
really?
In so long. You know, like just going down and having somebody just massage your face basically for an hour.
Oh, they massage it too?
Well, like, because the little tool that they use is like going over, you know. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now I want to go do that.
So definitely, you should go check out a hydrofacial at Transform Med Spa.
Yeah. So I guess that is the end of our episode. So episode 8 coming up in 2 weeks. And next episode, we're going to stick on our topic of eyeliner. We're going to do frequently asked questions with a guest.
Yeah. So we just thought we'd switch it up just a little bit. Mm-hmm. We kind of let frequently asked questions be towards the back end with microblading. Mm-hmm. But we just thought it'd be fun to bring in somebody else that has tons of questions and just answer them right off the bat. Because more than likely, if they have a question, it's the same question that you guys have too.
Right. It's perfect. So we'll cover it all and we'll see you next week.
Have a great week, guys.